Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. Hey, 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 my friends. It is Denise Walsh. I am here on Monday night for our dream life experience. As it is popping up for me, I'd love to hear if you can hear me and where you're from. And so definitely keep like a comment below, let me know that you can hear me loud and clear and that, and where you're from. And if it's raining where you are, because we got a downpour today and we were like, whoa, baby, look at that. We go live every single Monday afternoon. It is 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And so put this on your calendar because it's really special to have a time each and every week where we can connect about how to become an amazing coach and build a thriving business. And so every Monday I put out a post that says, you know what? What questions do you have? How can I support you? And then we go live every Monday night answering those questions and doing hot seat interviews and coaching with clients. So you can see what it's like to become a dream life coach and what that really will look like for you. If you're listening to the podcast, Coaching for Coaches, then be sure to join us in the free Facebook group so you can connect with us live and interact with us, ask your questions, and build your thriving coaching business too. So today we're going to talk about your plan, like having tools in your toolbox, having a pathway that you can take people down so you know what your next step would be. Now, the idea is that when you're a coach, you have a lot of things in your toolbox. You've got a lot of exercises and questions and ideas and things that you can pull from as needed. But what I can tell you is so helpful when you're working with clients, whether it be one-on-one or in a group, is that you know where you're taking them, that you've got that plan. So you can help, you can confidently say, we are going to help you get what you want by taking you through these several steps. And as a dream life coach, we teach the dream life pathway, head, heart, feet. Do you know what you want? Do you believe that it's possible? And do you know how to go get it? And so we've got a ton of different exercises with each step that allow you to support your clients to gain clarity, to heal their heart, to put the important steps on their calendar, to build new skills, all of the things that we as coaches know they're going to truly need in order to step outside their comfort zone, try something new, and experience success. But one question I get a lot, right, is how do I know what to say? How do I know what to ask? How do I know that this is the path that I kind of should take clients on? And that's why having a pathway that you have done yourself, that you understand, like you've had your own breakthroughs, is so important. We also have what I call the dream life intake or the assessment. And it's the thing that we do on the first couple sessions to help the client to really gain clarity on what it is they want and how we can specifically help them. And so today we are going to hot seat coach our latest dream life certified coach, She is a successful businesswoman in her own right. She has a successful window covering business, and she's going to utilize these skills not only to elevate in her current business, working with her sales team and within her organization, but she also is creating a program to teach people how to become better salespeople, how to build their own successful businesses too. And so with that, I want to give a big Dream Life welcome to Gabby. And the crowd goes wild. Welcome, 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 Gabby.
Hello.
We do not see your beautiful face. There you go. Okay.
There we go. Here I am. Hi, Denise. How are you? Hi.
Thank you so much for being on. I don't know if you saw my intro, but I told them all the goodness that you are currently creating and how you're going to use the certification within your current successful business, but then also creating a program and utilizing what you've learned to help others build successful businesses too. So I love what you're doing, and I'm excited to just partner with you on this journey. I'd love to hear a bit about why you decided to say yes to the Dream Life Certification Program before we jump into the intake.
Absolutely. Let me share. So first of all, Denise, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for believing in me. I know that we spoke a couple of times, and I've told you I tried other, I would say companies or other businesses, and I could not make up my mind. And so when you came on board and I talked to you and you immediately explained to me what you offered, I was like, I'm doing it. I'm jumping. I'm doing it. No more excuses. Do it, Gabby. Because I do have my business, but internally I feel that there's so much more that I can do. So when you call me, I was like this, right? Empty. I didn't know. And then you send me this. I'm living my dream life, which I have been. I've been trying to take care of Gabby too. Sometimes when we're so busy, we forget. And then the reason why I continue with your program is because now I'm a dream life coach and I'm certified. So I'm so excited. I was like showing everybody how excited. And I love how you have it set up where we meet with other people, other ladies like myself, and we coach each other. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love your program. I would recommend it. I recommend it actually. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for saying yes. And it's what I love. I agree. Like there's one thing to have an e-course and to watch the videos and to learn, and that's helpful, but to be able to implement it immediately and practice with other people and go into the breakouts and get to practice these things with the other coaches really builds confidence that like by the time you get to clients, you feel like you know what you're doing and you've got that interaction and that skill set. So yeah. I know you were super interested in the intake assessment, and this is one of the things you practice quite a bit. And so I'd love to hear why this was something that you were drawn to.
So the reason why I'm drawn to that is because when you're having that first or second conversation with your client, by asking these questions, you get to know them a little bit deeper. And you can kind of like feel or see or feel in my case, like where they're needing the most help. You'll be surprised. Sometimes you think, oh, here, but it may be another area that they want to, I guess, do first. I can't pronounce the word prioritize.
Prioritize, yeah.
but yes, thank you. So I try to look for other words when I can't pronounce. But anyway, that's why I like that, because then you meet again with them and then you can see, okay, you were at 5, now you're at 7. And so it helps you also to work on those things by the next time you meet with your coach. That's why I love that assessment.
Yeah. Yeah. It really gives you a way to go from like all of the high level, like, what is your life about? What's your habits? What do you enjoy? Tell me about your family. Tell me about your friends. Tell me about... And it allows you the structure to start there, but then also hone in on what would be the thing that would move the needle the most in their life. What do they really want next? And so I got to see you use the intake assessment with your practice clients, and you were able to give that kind of overarching idea of what life looks like now, but then bring it down into, all right, what do you want next? And what area of life should we really focus on? And as you said, sometimes it's surprising what the client comes up with or what you discover through this conversation.
That is absolutely right. You're thinking, oh, this client might be needing help in this area when you first talk to them. And once you get down to it, it's that other area that you had no clue. And I love the fact that it has like a measuring, like you said, the needle. I believe everything that I do in my life is by appointments, by numbers, by percentages. So this, as a coach, it does help me determine with the client what's best by the numbers, 1 through 10 or whatever they want to do, if they want it highlighted. And then we look at that pie and see, you know,
yeah,
if it's less or more. Or,
yeah. Yeah. And so I'll describe it a little bit for those that don't really know what we're talking about.
Thank you.
But so basically I have 7 areas of life. We have health, hobbies, family, friendship, finances, business, and giving back. And so we rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is like living my dream life, and 1 or 0 is no, I'm not. And so we rate them all and we create the space to talk about why they chose that rating. And then what's so cool is, again, we use that as a bouncing off point or a starting off point, but then we get to come back to it. And this is where we're really able to say, yes, progress was made. Sometimes in coaching, it can be like, I'm happier. Well, tell me, like, it's hard to quantify sometimes, or I have more confidence, or I feel more free, or, but if you can truly say, I was a 60 when I started, you know, if you add them all up, and now I'm at a 90, like, that's like you made a shift in all areas, and you can quantify it a little bit more, which helps people to look back and see just how far they've come.
Yes, that one. And then, of course, the colors with the personalities, the different personalities, putting somebody through that, because then you're better at understanding yourself or the client than in this instance. And so that one. And I also like the letter for the forgiving.
Yeah,
it took a lot for me to forgive my mother and move forward. So that was another one that I really enjoyed doing.
My goodness, we could do like a whole thing on all of that stuff.
Yes.
The colors, you're right. On the color personality training, I really love too, because it helps you to understand yourself and others better. So you're not thinking, at least when I learned those things, I thought, oh, she's not trying to be annoying. That's just the way she is. Or, oh, this person's the blue personality. They really love events and they want to be a part of things. And so I can have them help plan. And, you know, you can really highlight people's strengths by understanding their strengths and what comes naturally to them. It's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. I love the exercises. And then, of course, the letter. And also, too, what you have available is the hypnosis.
Yeah.
I love that. I actually did it and I thought, oh, my God, that's not going to work on me. And in fact, I was in a trance and I kind of fell asleep and I cried. But I heard myself, you know, blaming my mother a lot. And then I was like, no. Take responsibility. You could have made changes, but as we're growing and going, you do the best that you think you can do at that time for that time.
Yeah. The forgiveness letter is one of my favorites because I feel like you're right. That's truly where the release happens. And what's fascinating about that letter is that when it can impact you today, right? Even if it was 20, 30 some years ago. And so how did you feel a release after writing that?
I felt like I could forgive her. And instead of being a victim, I could say, you know what, let me grow from this. Let me try to understand her too. Because later on in life, I understood how much pain she had and how much hard work and how my father was with her. And she didn't have it as easy as I thought she had it. And now you kind of understand her actions, and people love in different ways, and people react in different ways. And then I understood also she had some medical conditions, so I thought, okay, let it go. She's already in her 70s, forgive, move forward. But in all honesty, still I have to work all the time, because she'll call me and she'll say something and it triggers a whole bunch of other stuff from the past. And I said, okay, no, remember what you learned in your life coaching.
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath. Just be calm. Move forward. Don't let it affect you. And so that's what I try to use my tools that I learned in your coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I honor the fact that you have chosen to take a step back from what you experienced and really take a look at it and realize that she did the best that she could with the information that she had at that time, and give her that grace and let go of some of those harbored resentments by taking ownership of your life today. That's not easy, as you said, and it's something that we consistently do again and again and again, especially when we're emotionally triggered and we want to kind of go back to the old emotional state, but we know that's not helpful right now. And so you're using your skills to stay in what we call wise mind, which is the balance of logic and emotion and making, you know, those responding to the situation versus react. How do you feel like this has impacted your relationship with her?
Like I said, it's so much better, because I learned from information you gave us. I learned from doing the actual exercises and also talking to other girls or other participants in your class, and letting go, really letting go. And then trying to tell myself, I'm not a young girl no more. And I don't want to waste my days being angry. I want to be happy. I want to enjoy every moment. I don't want to be angry at my mother for everything. Let it go, forgive her. But I keep saying, every time she calls me for something, then I start getting like some sort of anxiety. But then I tell myself, it's okay. She can't harm you. She can't hit you. She can't yell at you. She can't, what can she do? Just listen, yes, mom, and do the best that you can. But I refuse to give one more piece of my energy to her anymore. She took so much energy growing up and throughout. So I said, let it go and be happy. And so I want to provide that letter to my clients eventually. And so maybe they can forgive a sister, a husband, a child, I don't know.
Yeah.
One of their children.
Well, and you're right. Once you know these skills, you can reuse them over and over and over again. And you're not taking things as personally anymore, recognizing that she's living out of her own insecurities and faults and experiences. And so she can go, you know, I often say, you go be you, that's fine. But I'm going to come over here and be me.
That's right.
And you're not allowing it to, we call it like the bubble, like the rubber ball, right? Trying to not take it in and as personally, but understanding she's being her. And it's like, oh, mom, okay, whatever.
Right.
Going on.
Explain it so good.
Yeah, that is, yes. Provides crazy amount of freedom, Gabby. That really doesn't, the goal is that it doesn't steal the rest of your day.
That's exactly right. It doesn't steal the rest of my day. Exactly. My boyfriend tells me, Gabby, you can't let your mom do that to you. Just let it go. Yes, mom, and let it go. And that's all that I could do. And so you explain it just perfectly, Denise. Yeah.
Well, and what I appreciate too about doing these exercises as coaches, right, is we all have room to grow, right? Like we get to grow and bust through our own personal glass ceiling and things. But now we have all these tools in our toolbox. So when we see a client who is really stewing, right, or has these triggers, or we can have the tools to say, all right, not only can we take your thoughts captive, and we've got the tools for that, but we also can really start to release some of those emotional strings. So you're no longer tied to all these external triggers and stimuli and things.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So I've got, some questions here from the intake I want to go through you just for like practice so people can see some of the questions that are on the assessment. And so I am going to kind of pretend because it's long. And sometimes it could be something that you give your clients to fill out beforehand, right? And then you talk about it during your first session. It could be split up into two. You know, the first one is assessing all areas of your life. And then the next one is picking the one to focus on. So we are going to pretend that we've already rated all the areas of life, that you've already kind of gave us an overview on where things are. And then your goal is to pick the one goal that you truly, or the one area of life that you really want to focus on over the next 3 months. And I say that to people because 3 months can feel like more doable. You know, it's not like, all right, this is your priority for the next 5 years. And, you know, you're married to it and all of that. You really are, all right, for the next 3 months, I'm going to work to make a dent in this area of life. So the first question is, it says, I know we can love all areas of our life, but we often can't work on them all at the same time. And so one problem people make is trying to change everything all at once, which is typically why clients feel overwhelmed because they're like, everything needs to change. So we recommend that we focus on 1 3-month goal at a time. So over the next 3 months, what area of life would you be interested in working on?
I think I would like to work on family.
Okay. Awesome.
I know you're probably you were thinking probably money and financial, Denise, which that could be secondary. But right now I think family, my family needs me, meaning my son and my daughter.
Awesome. Beautiful. And so over the next 3 months, what specific shifts would you like to see in this area?
I would like to help my son find himself in the sense of what does he want to do in life. He is 30. And I think sometimes I wish and I say and I complain, but I've never really, really like coached them per se. And part of why I also got into the coaching, the dream life coaching, is because I wanted to help my children. And I really want to help my son. So I decided yesterday, I'm going to change the way I am with him. I'm going to change how I do things with him. So right now I could say I'm at 6 with him and I would like maybe to be at a 9.
Okay. Awesome.
Meaning better communication, helping him grow financially, see what he wants to do in life. Like, because part of me, I want him to be a business owner, whether it's pool cleaning or cutting grass. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't have to be an executive at, you know, corporate America or something. But I'm just saying, start something, create an income, because I figure how to do that and it comes easily to me. And I want to show him how. And so I'm trying to put something together and see how he can manifest that.
Awesome.
Because it's not as hard as people think to create income or create money or financial freedom. I'm doing it every day. And I'm amazed sometimes. I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't need to look at my bank every minute to see, oh my God, if I do this transaction, am I going to be negative? I'm able to help my other half of the family as well. But so anyway, my family is who I want to help.
All right. So you would rate specifically the relationship with your son a 6 right now, and the goal would be for it to be a 9.
A 9 or 10, obviously the goal, but.
Okay. Okay. Yes. We'll go for 11. Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good one. See? See how you make me, my mind shift? Okay. Let's go for 11.
Go big or go home, right?
Go bigger. Yes.
And so how would you know that your relationship with him is an 11? What would it look like for it to be an 11?
Good question. I want him to feel more comfortable in explaining his weaknesses to me, showing his weaknesses to me, not like trying to get me off the phone. Like, I know, Mom, I know. And I know for a fact that that comes from Gabby being like that with her mom. So children are going to see. And so I'm trying to get rid of that family curse, per se. Uh-huh. So I want him to communicate, and because he will call me only when he needs money. Okay. Uh-huh. And my best friend says, oh, all the children call when they need money. But my daughter doesn't call me for that. She calls me to talk and for other stuff. But maybe daughters are a little bit differently. I don't know. And I had my son at a young age, so we kind of grew up together. So he might see me more of a sister than a mother, you know, because my mother tends to be more of a mother. Mm-hmm. But I would like him to be more successful in the financial aspect, the financial, and to create income and to allow me to show him and trust that I know how. And that's the part where I get a little frustrated, because I'm like, I know how, I've done it. I'm not saying this because I read it in a book. I've done it. I've been like low, divorce, no job, getting laid off, not knowing where I was going to live. And I started with my last paycheck. I know how to build a business from zero. Everybody says, is this a franchise? No, I started it from zero. And so people find that hard to believe, maybe because I'm a female, maybe because I'm from another country. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, back to my son. I want him to trust me in the process. So that's, once I get him to trust me and to start his business, then I would feel a little bit happier for him. I would feel less anxiety for him.
So one thing that's interesting about setting a goal is you really want to be sure that it's about you and not about somebody else, because, right, we can't control what they do. So one thing that you can consider and think about is, how are you showing up in his life now? And how can you show up differently? So is it maybe, you know, you call him once a week, or you meet up for coffee once a week, or there's something where like you're showing up differently, because when you show up differently, then the idea would be that he starts to shift too. So what are some of the things that you can do within the relationship?
To be honest with you, that's like an aha moment, right? For me, because it's true. It's more of a phone call. I used to live a block away. And when he moved to Virginia, he said, Mom, when I was a block away, I would never see you. And now that I'm in Virginia, you call me every minute and you want to come and visit me and you want to do this. And that hurt my feelings a little bit. And I thought, that's true. I never really, he lived with my mom and I worked a lot. And sometimes because he wasn't working, he was helping my mom around the house for support and what have you. Our clocks were differently, meaning like he was up at night and I was sleeping and vice versa. So it was kind of hard. And I would make, sometimes I would call and say, let's go out to dinner. But he didn't want to do it. He probably didn't want to hear me. He didn't want to listen to me. And so that's what I like what you said. The way I show up, it has to be differently in order to make that change. Otherwise, it's going to be the same thing and the same results.
So if you were to say, hey, does he live near you now or is he still in Virginia?
No, he's in Virginia, but he told me he's moving back. I knew it already. Okay. I was waiting for him. But I didn't want to tell him, hey, I know you. No, but Denise, one thing I want to share, though, he does realize, oh, now I have to pay rent. Oh, now I have to... You know, there was an issue with his friend's wife. And, you know, at first, everything's the honeymoon period. But once you live with somebody, it's like you left the door open. You let the dog out. Don't make noise. Don't come in. You know, and you know how that is. Even if you love somebody, it's hard to live with people because you have your own ways around your home. And I told him, I said, I knew it. But I didn't want to sound again like I'm your mother. I knew it. Blah, blah, blah. I said, OK, well, but. So now he's seen a little bit of that.
Yeah. Okay. So he's coming home. There are some things that you could do, which are call him or schedule potential coffee, lunch. Let me take you out to lunch. You know, there could be some ways to put it, right? Where it's more inviting versus the, I'm going to grill you on your life choices at lunch that he may be expecting. And so what are some things that you can do during the phone call or during the lunch that shift the energy of the space?
So I really, really need to think calm and I do it with him, because before he moved to Virginia and before I stopped talking, he stopped talking to me a little bit. It's because we were going to go to lunch and we were going to go shopping. But sometimes he wants me to spend money on things that I don't believe he should be doing, like smoking cigarettes, for example. I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I never spend a dollar in any of that. Yeah. I'm not judging if that makes you happy. But what I'm saying is, I told him, no, I'll spend money. I'll buy you clothing. I'll buy you whatever you need. I mean, he's a 30-year-old, Denise, or 29 at that time. And he got upset. Oh, you go to your psychics, you go to your nails, you do your coaching, whatever, you know, whatever he tells me that I do. And I'm like, okay, it's not about the money that I have. It's because you need to earn.
Right.
If I'm going to give you something. But he wants everybody to give to him, my mother, me, and he's always guilting us into doing.
So you'll need to set those priority, like those boundaries. That will be important. Because you want to feel comfortable in the relationship, not like you're being
used,
advantage of.
Yeah. And it's like, I told him, I can burn money and that's my business, what I do. And so he feels that I help others. For example, the two guys that I'm helping coach with their businesses, I help a family from Colombia that's in need. But they show me they work hard and they show me what they can do. So it's a pleasure for me to help those, but he doesn't want to put in the work. And so then I become frustrated. He becomes frustrated and then, yeah. And so it's very tough, but I'm trying to, so your question was, how would I do it differently? How would I do it is maybe I should go more like with a smile, open-hearted. Like if I were talking to a friend, so I don't get angry right away and start blaming and complaining and doing that. And if I can coach him, I can coach anybody.
That's what I was going to say. This is gives you good time to practice reflective listening and motivational interviewing type questions and really helping him figure out what he wants versus him feeling like you're telling him what you want.
That is true, because it's more being a coach is more of a client driven environment than me telling you, you do this 1, 2, 3. So right. Yes.
Right. And so the questions that you get to ask him are the ones that we've learned, right? Is like, okay, so you must enjoy not being able to pay rent on time, because the reality is if you wanted it to be different, you would be doing something different. I don't know. That might be spidey. That might be a little rude, but like you can talk, you can ask questions like that. Okay. So how is that working for you? And do you like living that way? I mean, there may be some ways that you can couch it where it feels less of a, you know, pointing fingers and really more of a conversation.
But he's 30. Sometimes he has like 15 and then we go back at it. He's like, you're like your mom, you know, my mom, my poor mom. She always gets a bad reputation with us, but she's a very hardworking lady and she helps him tremendously, you know? So
the other thing that I would think about and recommend is thinking about the things he's done right or that he's succeeded at. And it may not feel easy. So it may take some intention, but focusing in and honoring or highlighting those could be another bridge into actually, because right now his heart is hard. You know, he's not quite interested in hearing about your wisdom. But if he feels a bit more validated in some way, you're allowed to have boundaries and you do not need to pay for cigarettes. And those are all things that you can make very clear. And you can still think he's the best thing ever. And I know, have a lot of hope for him, right?
I want to help him. But that's one of the reasons why I said yes to your program, because I wanted to help my child. So I did it out of love, too.
Yeah, I love that. I'm like, he sounds like he needs 90-day U-turns.
I know. I should have him talk to you, because maybe if it sometimes I thought of that, you know, I go, maybe I should have him get in. But you know what, Denise? He's such a good talker. You would believe everything he's telling you. I go, you should be in sales. Because he comes up with this, I don't know his stories, but it's like manipulation is what it is, you know.
Right.
But he's a good person. Like he has a good heart. He doesn't have malicious or, but I should have him do that. Why not?
So, okay. So one thing that you would know if that it was a 9 or 10 or 11 is that you're communicating better. And that could be you're communicating on the phone more frequently. That could be that you're meeting up in person. I mean, you can do a walk, you can do dinner. If he's close, taking the dogs for a walk is a really great excuse to hang out and go just like hang out and, you know, chit chat. And what I have found is that chit chatting or actually talking about nothing builds the bridge to talking about something. And so sometimes it can be tricky to go straight to something if you're not used to talking. So
Right. Don't
like, I often think myself and I go for a walk with my boys or we go out to dinner and we just play hangman. I'm like, is this worth it? Like, but I think long-term, the more that we're alone together and we're used to talking, the better that will help when there's actually a real reason, a hard conversation that needs to be had or that kind of thing. So even just the little stuff is important when you're rebuilding communication.
So true.
What do you think would be a first thing or a specific goal that you can put into your calendar to start the process with rebuilding communication?
Let's see. Booking a flight to Virginia.
Okay. We're straight there. I was like texting him, I appreciate you. Like,
like,
let's just go.
Yeah, well, I've been more like, so I've been texting more and I've been sending more of loving stuff like, I love you, I'm here for you, instead of what are you doing today? Like, in a mean way, I'm going to be honest, like, oh, what's the plan today? He used to hate, what do you mean, what's the plan? And he would get really, so I'm trying to be more loving. Yeah, I'm thinking to try to get him on the phone more often, talk to him. And we are talking a little bit. He does tell me about his new work and what's going on and the dynamics inside the home. And he wishes I help him. Here we go, buy a car so he can drive through here. And I might just do that. I may just do that. Help him with the down payment, not with the whole thing. And maybe go over there on a weekend, not stay with him because they don't have room, but somewhere in the area and maybe, go help him do that purchase. And he doesn't have kids. He doesn't have a wife. So I want him to live life. And if I can help him, I'll help him. But I don't want to feel like he's taking advantage.
Yeah. And absolutely. So, okay. So there's two things that you can start doing immediately. Number one is continuing the loving texts of just like, I'm here for you. I believe in you. You're awesome. Have a great day. Thinking about you today, that kind of stuff. And then the other thing that you can do is consider booking a flight and see if going to Virginia and either helping him with a car or just having fun for the weekend could be another step. And then ongoing, is it texting? Is it phone calls? What is something you can commit to?
So we texting and I do FaceTime with him. And one other thing I wanted to add is that I noticed with my daughter, I text every day, every moment, I love you, blah, 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 blah. But with my son, I wasn't doing that. And so one time I started a group texting with her and him. I love you guys. Have a good day. And so he can see, he doesn't respond as much. He'll be okay. Look, he told me once, I love you, mom. But I was like, he told me he loved me. I was telling my boyfriend, but my daughter tells me all the time.
Yeah.
And so, so let's go with the texting and the Facebook and, doing it in more of a loving way.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So between now and the next time we meet, the, idea is continuing to text daily, either in the group chat or personally, just encouraging connection, warm, open-hearted messages so he knows that you are a safe place. And then consider going to Virginia for a weekend for fun. And the balance with any, I have a 12-year-old, so I'm like, I'm still in the, this is what we're doing, and I'm the parent. But when they get older, I know, and they're adults, you're like, But it's that you can still have boundaries and still love him. So there's the both, right? You can have boundaries and you can say, this is what I do. And this is the boundary. And this is how I spend money on you, but I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. And then any sort of trigger or emotion that he has, you can just say, I love you. That's all. Like, I don't need to explain myself. Just,
yeah,
this is how it is. And I love you and I want to hang out with you. So let's make it a good day. Is there anything that would get in the way of you texting on a consistent basis and being a bit warm, more warm?
No, there's no reason. No reason. I just want him to have a better life. Although I don't know exactly that what that looks for him, better life. I know he wanted to get away from my mom, he said, and from California and to explore. And so I thought that that was a good growth for him. So no, I will continue. He's my son. And like I said, part of signing into your program, it was to help me and to help my children.
Yeah. And totally go back and use any of the skills you learned with them and the questions and the things to help with creating the space where they get to figure out their own answers. And then when do you think you'd go to Virginia?
It would have to be maybe like in a month if it's possible, because I have to leave everything arranged here. But I think a weekend I could probably go or fly out there, but I would have to arrange here and over there. But I'll figure it out maybe like in the next couple of months. He said he would be coming home around December.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But he wants to drive through Virginia all the way here. So for a moment I thought, oh, it'd be nice if I could go with him, but I think he wants his solo time. And but he has to figure out money to do that, gas, hotel. He doesn't figure that out. He just thinks, oh, I'm just gonna get in a car and go. So, but we'll see.
Awesome. Well, I think those are two great places to start. And so the way that you'll know that it's a 9 or 10 or an 11 is when it's communicating more open, more freely, and you're not getting tense and frustrated or triggered when he talking to him.
Yes, that's right. He does get triggered and upset right away. And it's like, it's hard to bring him back. It's like, come on, let's have a good day. No. If it doesn't go his way, it's that way. But yeah, that's what I would want to see him mature.
Yeah.
But cool.
Well, I look forward to hearing over the next few months how things grow and blossom within this relationship. Now that's, I mean, it's always been important to you, but now you're really making, you're being intentional and you're saying, okay, how am I showing up in this relationship and how can I show up differently? So he responds differently and
right,
get to play around with it and see what works. And it might not be perfect every time, but you'll learn as you go and really, you know, dive into the things that he responds well to and do that more.
Yes. And I know we have a few minutes, Denise. I don't know how much longer do we have, but since I go to people's home and I meet with families, I see other 30-year-old guys doing this and doing that. And some don't have it figured out. And I'm thinking, why can't my son have it all figured out? And I have to think everybody's differently. So sometimes you tend to think, what did I do as a parent? You know, I have one child that's successful and the other one can't even wake up in the morning. So that's where I want to help.
Yeah. Yeah. And realizing that you did the best that you could in your situation as well. And, you know, your goal is to support and love him with boundaries.
With boundaries.
As best as you can now. Yeah.
That's right.
It's that really that taking responsibility piece, right? You know, where it's like, we have to take 100% responsibility for our life, the good, the bad, the ugly. And in a sense, we're not saying we're responsible for all the things that have happened, but we're saying, all right, what can I do now? And so it's teaching him some of that stuff too.
That's true. Because I'm learning along the way myself.
Yeah.
To get less angry, be more, I'm compassionate overall, but not to like hang up the phone and say, okay, I'm mad for 3 days. If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. I don't want to do that.
No. Maybe consider writing yourself a letter.
Oh, that's true. I'll do that tonight before I go to bed when I have some time to myself.
Yeah, because there may be some, you know, you may be feeling responsible for some of his behavior or lack thereof, when in sense he is an adult, and at some point he has to figure it out, and it's in his best interest to pick himself up rather than being saved, right? And so letting yourself go from some of those, that expectation that you have might be helpful.
That's so true. Yeah, we, I can't save him every time. That's right.
Yeah.
I won't be around forever. So,
yeah. Well, there's actually a study, and it was, their study was out of Hurricane Katrina's, that people who saved themselves out of Hurricane Katrina versus getting rescued, the people who saved themselves had less PTSD than the people who got rescued. And I think there's just this inner strength that builds when you're like, I did a hard thing and I figured it out. And then you build that pride. So, you know, it's in his best interest to learn some of that stuff on his own. And sometimes you have to hit a rock bottom to get there.
And so that's what happened to me. That was where my inner strength really kicked in and said, here, go. You can't come back. I mean, you have to go. And that's how I did it. But don't ask me how I did it. I just got that strength and said, you're doing it. And the next day and the next day and the next day. And it's been 5 years. And so that is so true.
I'm proud of you.
You have more appreciation for life, for you. And not only do I help myself, I help, you know, 10 other people and within my business and,
yeah,
and guiding them. And I see their success, and I really get so excited to see them be successful because I guided them through that. I was like, oh my God, you know,
yeah,
I always want to get recognition, but the thing is, they did it. Like, it's their strength, and you know, not anybody, one particular guy, there's no way he would have, if it wasn't himself who he is, I don't think he could have done it.
Right.
He's like me. He started from zero.
That's beautiful. Well, I love that you are finding people who are ready to like lock arms with and follow the steps that you're laying out, and actually, you know, they're doing the dang thing, and you're getting, you get to see the fruit of all of that labor.
Because
you're seeing it overflowing.
It's so exciting. When one guy went to the Bahamas and he bought a home. He does have his other job, but through doing this, he told me he makes $40,000 to $60,000 a month with what I taught him with the window coverings. I know it sounds simple, but that's, he knows amazing how to measure, buy, and install. And he's good with people, and people love this guy inside the house when he goes in there to talk and sell. He's a natural, and so when he started with us, he started doing just installs, just like loading and unloading, but he speaks English, he's tall, he's handsome, and you could tell customers really like are drawn to him. And so I said, Ignacio, why don't you start like selling? We'll measure and install for you. Well, he started selling, measuring, and installing for himself. We do allow him to come to our shop. He pays me a very little rent, very little, $100 compared to what I pay, but it's because I have a cleaning guy. And so I said, we'll go have some of that. But anyway, so he does amazing. Now he's helping his younger brother do it. Mm-hmm. And then, but like I think you have to believe in yourself and you have to want to do it, because I've spoken to other ladies and they're very, no, you had a clientele. No, you have your boyfriend was in the industry, but people don't understand. I started this from zero.
Yeah.
From zero. I don't know how much I can tell you from zero. Absolutely zero. Just my strength, me, and my passion to want to do it.
I love it. Well, and because you built that inner strength, you now have the knowledge and wisdom to pass back down. So,
and
one last question for you.
Yes. Yes,
Liz, Denise says adult children are the best practice clients.
That's a good one. Yes, Liz. Yes.
Yes. But then, so my last question is, how are you going to feel when your relationship with your son is at an 11? How will you feel when you're talking to him, when you're thinking about him? How will it impact you?
I'm almost getting teary. I would feel excited for him. I really want him to find himself. And part of what you said to me was, don't feel guilty, because I was a young mom and I did the best I could. And his biological father wasn't always available. And I feel that I'm part responsible, but then I'm learning through the coaching too. You know, this is the way it is. This is a blah, 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 blah. Anyway. So I am hoping that, you know, he'll be successful and he'll be happy with his life. I want him to enjoy life.
How will you feel when you see that in him?
A 10, 100%. I will be happier. I will feel a little bit better.
Feel less anxiety about his situation. You'll feel proud.
Yes. I want to, because at first it was, okay, he's 21, let it go. People would tell you he's 22. Men, you know, are delayed the way, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I see other young men, you know, being successful. And what happened to the young man that I helped build his company, that was what I wanted to do with my son. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. And I'm like, okay. So I guess I would feel great, happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, one step at a time. You are making it intentional. You are going to be texting him. You're going to fly out there. You're going to support him, but also be a place where just regular communication can happen. So that way, when the hard stuff comes, you've got that base. So thank you, Gabby, for being our hot seat guest today. I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that those are listening, it was helpful for you to just get a taste of what being a dream life coach is all about, and the questions and the guidance and the support and the encouragement, but also really getting down to like the brass tacks of like, what are you going to do differently? And when you do something different, life starts to shift and change. So if you are interested in being a dream life coach or learning more about this program, put coach in the chat below or in the comment below. And I'd love to reach out to you and talk to you about becoming certified. It's super fun. And you're walking into a successful group of women who want similar things. And I think that's part, like, there's a lot of parts I love, and that's certainly one of them, is the community that comes from being around like-minded people. So put coach in the comments below, and I'd love to connect with you. Thank you, Gabby, for saying yes and being available.
Thank you.
Great rest of your night, you guys, and we'll see you next week.
You're amazing, Denise. Have a good night. Bye-bye.